Sport on RTE Radio 1.
What have you got for us, Damien O'Mara?
I have loads, Mary. I'm going to start with Paralympic sport. More medal success for Ireland last night at the European Para Swimming Championships in Portugal. Nicole Turner shared gold with Switzerland's Nora Meister in the final of the S6 50 metres freestyle. They touched the wall in an identical time of 35.51 seconds. It was Turner's second medal of the week. However, it was her first ever gold at a major championship.
That was special. And to do it as a joint was even more special. No, to be honest, 53, I love it. Like, it's an event, it's a 50 metres, so it's short. But it's an event I really enjoy, and I did really enjoy that race.
Dervla Brady took bronze in the same race. Roisin Nirine finished 8th in her S13 50 metres freestyle final. Manchester City sits second in the English Premier League table this morning. They're 1 point behind Arsenal, but with a game in hand after a 4-0 trashing of Brighton last night. City led 3-0 after just 34 minutes. There was one notable Irish aspect to the game. A home Brighton debut for the 19-year-old Cork striker Mark O'Mahony. He played the final 15 minutes of the game. It's his second appearance for their first team this month. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are in a four-way tie for the lead at the Zurich Classic in Louisiana. They're 11 under par after the opening round of what is a team event, one shot clear of the field. Tom McKibben is on course this morning at the DP World Tour's ISPS Handa Championship in Japan. He's 5 under par with just 10 holes of his second round played. He's moved to 6 under for the tournament, currently 4 off the lead. While at 1 over par, Stephanie Meadow is 8 shots off the lead after her opening round of the LPGA Tour's LA Championship. Now to rugby, where the final round of games in this season's Guinness Women's Six Nations take place tomorrow. Ireland are looking for a win which would secure third place and crucially Rugby World Cup 2025 qualification. Ireland need to beat Scotland in what is the second of three games tomorrow. In doing so, they need to win by 3 points more than Italy beat Wales by if they do in the opening game. So it means Ireland at least will know what they need to do before taking the field in Belfast. France will host England in a championship and Grand Slam decider to then conclude the championship. RTE analyst Fiona Coughlin is with me. Fiona, morning to you.
Morning.
It's massive for Ireland to get back to the Rugby World Cup. This isn't the only chance, but it's the most immediate chance of doing it. It's a test of character as much as skill tomorrow. What chance do you give Ireland against Scotland in Belfast?
Yeah, I think the fact that it's at home is huge. We're looking to hit another record crowd as well, which would be brilliant. They obviously beat them there 2 years ago. Scotland are missing some of their backs. Chloe Rowley is suspended for 3 weeks, and two of their backs, Thompson and Rona Lloyd, are gone with the GB7s. So certainly those type of things fall in Ireland's favour, but it depends on the character in the squad. Can they bounce back from that humiliating defeat against England, and what sort of shape they're in? I think it'll be a really evenly matched, and I think it's well within Ireland's capabilities if mentally they're prepared and they have the right game plan in place. So, you know, I don't think the focus should be on that World Cup qualification. I think it should be on just going out and trying to win that game, and then look, whatever happens outside that is kind of outside their hands. But I think if they look at themselves and how they perform, I think they're in with a good shot to win the game.
That third place finish, it's ultimately almost a championship within a championship, because France and England are just simply at a level above all of the other teams. Which of them do you expect to be champions come the conclusion of play tomorrow evening?
I think it's nearly a three-tier competition at the moment. I think England have absolutely been phenomenal, particularly against Ireland. Everything kind of clicked for them. They're playing such amazing rugby with some superstars within that team. The only caveat is going away to Bordeaux. It's an intimidating place to go to the south of France. But France haven't really hit their straps at all. They're a very young squad as well. So I think on current form, England look like the favourites to lift that Grand Slam again.
Fiona, thanks so much for being with us. Kick off in Belfast, 2:30 tomorrow, that Ireland-Scotland game live on Radio 1 and also on RTE2 television. There'll be much focus in racing tomorrow as well on Sandown, where Willie Mullins is looking to secure what must be really the only honour to evade him in his career, the British Champion Jumps Trainer title. The season concludes at the close of business tomorrow. Let's get a sense of what's in store from our racing commentator, Owen Ward. And it's close on uncharted territory, really, for us to be talking about Mullins failing to have achieved something on.
Yeah, Damien, as accustomed as we've become to Willie Mullins winning big races of late, I think tomorrow could be a very big day for him. It's 70 years now since the last Irish trainer was crowned British champion over jumps. That was the great Vincent O'Brien way back in 1954, but it now looks like a really strong probability at this stage that he'll end that wait in Sandown tomorrow. The title itself is decided on the total prize money accumulated during the season. And there's just the 2 days of racing left. He's got an advantage of about £180,000. So he will feel quite comfortable with that, but he's certainly taking no chances. He sends 10 runners to Sandown tomorrow. And just to put into context what he is achieving, his two challengers for the title, Dan Skelton and Paul Nicholls, they've won over 250 races between them this season, whereas Mullins has won just 25 over in Britain. And I think that really highlights just how successful he's been at targeting, but also dominating their biggest races. So this really would be such a fitting way to cap off a really remarkable season for what must now be one of the all-time great trainers of the sport.
Yeah, certainly is the case. Thanks, Owen. Racing at home today is in Cork at 1:40. Downpatrick away from 4:20. Mark Allen will face John Higgins in the second round of the World Snooker Championship. Higgins yesterday beat Jamie Jones 10-6 in their first round meeting. And Rhys McClenaghan will defend his pommel horse title at the European Championships in Italy this afternoon. There's coverage of his final on RT2 television. That gets underway at 5:30.